You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this, bite your tongue. That's right, my dear, bite your tongue. But really, seriously, don't bite your tongue. Let me explain. So basically, today's soul story comes from a situation that happened a couple days ago where I bit my tongue so badly. And I knew at the time I bit it, it hurt really, really terribly bad. But it wasn't until I looked in the mirror and I saw this gaping hole in my tongue that I realized, wow, yeah, that was intense. I definitely bit my tongue and left a big wound. But it was interesting because over the next couple of days after that, it really began to change. First, it went from a gaping wound. It was bleeding. It was very intense. And then it was just really, really, really sore. And then it got swollen. And then it got black and blue, and I opened my mouth and looked, and I was like, whoa, yikes, like that's intense, right? Well, now it's this really hard, calloused, kind of scarred, it's almost like a scab on my tongue, but it looks like a scar. So I did a Facebook Live about it, and after doing that, I decided to share even further here on the podcast, because I think it's really, really vital for us to think about those moments when we bite our tongue. And you know, you think about it metaphorically, of course, when you shut up, basically. You shut your mouth, you don't say what's on your mind, you don't say what's in your heart. And what happens when you do that time and time and time again? The results can be devastating. The results can be absolutely destructive. However, speaking our mind constantly, when someone doesn't necessarily ask for our opinion, that can also be destructive. That can also be very devastating. So when it comes to using our tongue, it requires a lot of wisdom. And it's wisdom that we gain the more we use our tongue. You see what I'm saying? And unfortunately, we as humans are oftentimes told to just hold it in. Shut up. Just keep, you know, keep it to yourself. Mind your own business. Don't say a word. Now, it's interesting because, yes, when it's talking about someone else, or if you have an opinion about someone else, unless they're paying you for that or have asked for that opinion of yours, it doesn't have value. But I'm talking about when you're expressing the feelings that are in your heart, when you're allowing your heart to express herself. How often are you shutting her down? Really, how often are you shutting up? Because when you shut up, eventually you will shut down. I'm going to say that again. When you shut up, eventually you will shut down. Because our words are an expression of what's in our heart. Out of the abundance of our heart, our mouth will speak. And if we're not allowing our heart to speak, and instead we're speaking all this other frivolous language, language of gossip, language of rumor, language of complaining, language of negativity, all of that kind of stuff, and we're allowing that to come out, it's time to take a look and say, where's that coming from? Yes, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. But has it ever occurred to you that maybe the reason why that's what's coming out is because you've never really fully opened up your heart. You've never really allowed your heart to open her mouth and speak. Why? Because it's required that you listen to your heart. Because when your heart speaks and it speaks through your mouth, you hear it, right? But what if you don't allow your heart to speak? You won't hear it, my dear. You won't hear if you do not first allow your heart to speak and then listen to what your heart is saying. and then allow that to be fully expressed and now hear it with your ears. Think about that. Are you allowing your heart to express herself? If you keep biting your tongue, not only will you shut up, but you will shut down. That's right, you will shut your heart down. And eventually, your heart will become hard, calloused, covered with scars, my dear. And it will be so much harder to penetrate your heart and to find your voice. You may be saying, hey, that's me right now. And you do feel as though your heart has hardened, that your heart has gotten calloused, that your heart has nothing to say because it's been so long since you've heard it speaking, or it's been so long since you actually gave it time and attention to actually hear it. Get close to yourself today. If that's you and you're like, hey, it's already happened, is there hope for me? My answer to you is absolutely yes, my dear. As long as life is flowing through you, there's always hope for healing. But what's required is that you begin to speak up. You begin to speak up. You begin to let out what's on the inside. And if you feel trapped on the inside, it's time to do a deep dive and go in after her. That's right. Go in after her. Pursue you. Pursue your heart. Pursue the great lover of your life. She's in you. She is you. When you can dive deep within, you will no longer go without, my dear. Allow what's in you to express herself and stop biting your tongue. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. I want to hear from you. That's right, my dear. My desire right now is that you express yourself. I don't care what is on your mind or heart, whatever that is, express yourself. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com, the podcast website, and on today's episode, or in the comments area, leave a comment. In today's episode, tell me, what is on your heart? What have you been dying to express, but you've been so afraid? You've been so shut down. And if you don't feel like you're quite ready to express at that level, grab your journal. You already have it in front of you, hopefully, right now, and begin to write. Write this out. Write out what's in your heart. And then begin to speak it out, my dear. Stop biting your tongue. I can't wait to hear from you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for being here each and every day, sipping on life with me, allowing me to express what's in my heart with you. My hope is that it ignites and awakens the heart that's within you, the voice that's within you, and you allow your tongue to speak, and you allow your tongue to express what's in your heart. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.